Today's scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 42, verses 5-25. We'll read this passage responsively, first in English, then in Cantonese. Genesis chapter 42. Thus the sons of Israel came to buy among the others who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Over the land, he was the one who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke roughly to them. "Where do you come from?" he said. They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph recognized his brothers. They did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them, and he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." He said to him, "No, my lord, your servants have come to buy food. We are all sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants have never been spies." He said to them, "No, it is the nakedness of the land that you have come to see." And they said, "We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is no more."
Joseph
said to them, "I said to you, you are spies. By this you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go from this place unless your youngest brother comes here. And one of you, let him burn your father, and you remain confined. You may be tested, whether there is truth in you or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." And he put them all together in custody for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this, and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers remain confined where you are in custody, and let the rest go and carry grain for the famine of your houses. Bring your youngest brother to me, that your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "In truth we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he begged us, and we did not listen. That is why this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, "I do not tell you sin against the boy, but you do not listen. Now there comes a reckoning for him." They did not know that Joseph understood them, for there was an interpreter between them. And he turned away from them and wept. And he turned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Let's read verse 25 together. And Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain, and to replace every man's money in his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. This was done for them.
他们说，仆人们来本是弟兄十二人，是迦南地一个人的儿子，很小的，今在我们的父亲那里。
有一個零九年開賽，廿四小説開賽。我只叫法老的姓名起誓，若是你們的小弟兄不到這裡，你們就不得出這地方，從此就可以把你們正不正出來。中間一個人去把你們的弟兄帶來，这里好正义，你们的话真是不真不真。我只着发到的神一定加神。于是约瑟把他们都下在家里三天，过了第三天，约瑟对他们说：我是敬畏神的，遵守我的话就可以。你们如果是诚实人，可以留你们中间一个人留在监里，但你们可以带着粮食去救你们家里的饥荒。你们话有证据，你们也不至于死。他们彼此说：我们在弟兄身上实在有罪，他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里受苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。你说我并不是对你们说错，不可伤害那地方，只是你们不肯听，所以流血。他们不知道约瑟得出来，因为在他们中间用通事传话。哭了一场，休回来对他们说：在他们眼前打他们，一起迎战。约瑟吩咐人把粮食装满他们的器具，把各人的银子归还在各人的口袋里，又给他们路上用的食物，人就照他的话办。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word. We are very happy today to have Mr. Pastor Thomas Mack bring us today's message to you.
Good morning, everyone.
好耐冇见啦，嗬。
Haven't seen you for a while.
好高兴啊！今日我哋能够再喺呢度聚集嘅圣诞神。
I'm very pleased that we can come again and together we worship the Lord.
我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话语是真实，而且是有怜悯。
The word is true and full of mercy.
在你的话语里面，我们不单止学习怎样去敬畏你。
Not only are we able to learn to revere you.
更加是当中看出你是怎样的一位信实的神。
Most importantly, we can see you are a faithful God.
你在世上所行的事是超乎我们想象。
What you do here exceed our expectations.
让我们一起来的面前 去聆听你的话语。
Help us to listen to your word.
给我讲的和及时翻译的。
And the one who preach and the one who interprets.
同埋我们会众一同来听的时候。
And all who listen.
愿你圣灵在我们当中给我们有明白的心。
May your spirit be among us and help us to understand. We pray all these in your Son Jesus.
I'm going to go to the
I just returned from San Francisco.
去探我太太106岁嘅妻娘。
To visit my wife's godmother, who is 106 years old.
但我哋好多年都冇见面啦。
We haven't seen each other for a long time.
啊，我都有讲唔完嘅话题。
Seemed like we had endless things to talk about.
啊，但系喺另外一啲嘅家庭嘅里面。
But in other families.
啊，唔系个个每一个嘅同房啊 reunion 都系咁开心。
Not every reunion could be that happy.
啊，尤其啊，我哋见到嗰啲曾经去伤害过嘅我哋嘅人。
Especially if we meet those who have hurt us in the past.
啊，尤其嗰啲我哋唔想会再见到佢嘅人。
Or those we do not want to ever see.
啊，嗰啲我哋以为已经忘记咗嘅人。
Or those that we think we might have forgotten.
啊，就算系见到，都系装起笑容咁打个招呼就算啦。
Even when we meet, we might just put up a fake smile.
啊，一系就好似明歪面，好似诈睇唔见咁。
Or we pretend that we haven't seen them.
一系嘅，就我藉着呢个重逢嘅机会，我重新修好啊彼此嘅关系。
Or that they use this reunion as an opportunity to restore their relationships.
啊，但系呢个咁样重修旧好啊，需要付出相当嘅代价。
But to reconcile, one has to pay a price.
啊，需要有好多嘅勇气。
There need to be a lot of courage.
啊，我哋睇成本圣经嘅时候，都记载咗好多嘅人物嘅事迹。
As we read the entire Bible, we'll come across all the different characters.
啊，虽然好多人系被听为啊，被听赞为系有信心嘅人。
Though some of them have been praised as being faithful.
啊，但你睇过好多人都唔系一个完全人。
But we see that they are not perfect.
我哋创世记一路睇落嚟嘅时候。
From the book of Genesis on down.
啊，我哋睇到人嘅罪性。
We see man's sinful nature.
啊，人嘅罪性好似将神嘅计划搞乱咗。
And because of this sinful nature, we had corrupted God's plan.
啊，我哋当中佢有诡诈，有去出卖兄弟。
We have people who scheme, who betray their siblings.
啊，喺当中有谋杀，亦都有兄弟之间嘅不和。
Among them, there are murderer and people who are not getting along.
啊，正如喺我哋人生当中所发生嘅事一样。
Just like all the things that happen throughout our lives.
啊，但系神叫圣经嘅作者好诚实嘅将呢啲事记载落嚟。
But God, through the authors of the Bible, have honestly recorded everything.
啊，唔单止话系俾我哋有道德嘅教训。
Not only are we given a moral lessons,
啊，唔单止话要啊，喺度就做我哋嘅榜样
，or examples as examples for us。
啊，其实事实上，我哋都好似佢哋咁嘅样。
But in fact, we are very much like them。
啊，无论我哋人点样去学，点样去涂改都好。
So no matter how much we learn, how much we try to correct，
啊，都冇可能做得够好，或者做得够资格嘅去成为神嘅选民。
We could never be good enough or be qualified enough to be God's people.
啊，全部都系出于神嘅恩典。
Because everything is from the grace of God.
啊，因为我哋人生嘅主角唔系人，系神自己。
Because the protagonist is not people, it is God Himself.
啊，我哋有主权嘅神掌管世上所发生嘅每一件事。
He has the authority to be sovereign over everything.
甚至用人认为最坏嘅事，一次又一次嘅去拯救同埋挽回。
And even through the worst circumstances, he over and over again rescue us.
啊，我哋上一次我讲到系讲到创世记第41章。
The last time I preached, we were on Genesis chapter 41.
啊，那位被他哥哥们去妒忌和想要杀害的约瑟，
Joseph was the subject of jealousy from his own brothers.
And
Joseph was sold to Egypt as a slave. He was wrongly accused and he was imprisoned. And he was also forgotten. 13 years later, because he was able to interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh, and he also had the wisdom to come up with a scheme for the upcoming famine. He became the second most important person in Egypt.
And
later, he gave the name to one of his sons as Manasseh.
马拿西这个意思就是说神使到我忘记了我一切的困苦和我父的团家。
And the name Manasseh means that God has made me forget all my hardship in all my father's house. And he thought that after all these years, all the evil things that had happened to him before
已经完结了,
had now been done.
他可以将他这些事摆在一边，忘记了他了。
He could actually put all these bad things behind him and forget them. And he now is the manager of all the provisions for food.
但是他还没知道神祝福他的最大的原因是什么。
But he still doesn't realize what the greatest blessing is from God.
圣经经常都教导我们。The
Bible teaches us often.
其实神祝福我们最大的原因，从来都不是为了我们人自己。
That God blesses us not because it is for us.
当这七个丰收年完结了之后，
When the 7 years of abundant harvesting was finished,
饥荒就真是正如他所说的来到这个地方，这个地里面。
Famine indeed arrived to this land.
不单止在埃及的地方，
Not only in the land of Egypt.
而且邻近的人都要来埃及那里去买粮。
Even all the surrounding lands in Egypt had to come to purchase grains.
在今天的经文里面,
In today's passage,
有一天当约瑟他很忙碌地接见这些来买粮的人的时候,
as Joseph was quite busy overseeing all the people who came to purchase grain,
他忽然之间看到有10个他非常眼熟的人,
and all of a sudden he sees these 10 people who looked very familiar to him. And these 10 people were people that he had never dreamt of that he would ever see again. These 10 people he had thought he had forgotten. Joseph recognized them.
第七节说,但他装作陌生人。
But in verse 7, he pretended that they were strangers.
或者原文说,他故意使他自己不能够被他们认得出。
Or in the original text, it said that he intentionally made them not recognize him.
相反,那10个曾经想杀他的哥哥,却不认得他。
But on the contrary, the 10 brothers who had once plotted to kill him didn't recognize him. Why is that?
我们成年人，我们就算过了二十年多年都好。
And as adults, even after quite many years,
或者我哋可能肥咗啲，或者我哋头发白咗啲。
Maybe we have gained some weight or our hair is grayer.
但佢个样啊，应该都系冇乜点变噶。
But our facial features may not have changed that much.
但系当年十三岁嘅约瑟。
But as a 13-year-old Joseph.
因为少年啦，佢一路去到而家三十岁嘅成年人。
And move forward, now he is a 30-some-odd-year-old adult.
那个样应该变化得好大。
His facial features might have changed quite a bit.
再加上而家约瑟佢个衣着啊，或者佢言语咧，都同佢都好唔同。
Especially now, his language and the way he dress are quite different.
希伯来人咧，通常咧系咪留长嗰啲须噶嘛
？The Hebrews usually have facial hair.
但系埃及人通常咧将啲须剃到干，剃干净啲须噶。
But the Egyptians usually are very clean shaven.
而家约瑟十足好似一个埃及人咁个样。
So now Joseph looked exactly like an Egyptian.
难怪佢哥哥好难认得出佢原来呢、这、一个啊埃呢、这个埃及呢、这个掌大权嘅官员，原来系佢哋嘅细佬嚟嘅。
So no wonder his brothers didn't recognize him, and they just thought that he was this big governor of Egypt.
第八节佢讲喺约瑟个哥哥喺苦仆喺地向佢下拜嘅时候。
And in verse 8, when Joseph's brothers bow down on the floor to pay tribute to Joseph.
咁呢度话佢令约瑟想起佢以前咗发过嘅嗰两个梦。
That scene made Joseph remember the dream that he had a long time ago.
呢两个梦系乜嘢咧？
What were those two dreams?
如果你記得的話，他有兩個夢，就是說他的哥哥，他的哥哥們都要向圍著他，向他下拜。
And if you remember, the dream depicted that his brothers all had to bow down and to worship him.
就是這兩個夢使到約瑟幾乎有這個殺身之禍。
It was these two dreams that caused Joseph to be in danger.
約瑟佢可能早已經冇當呢兩個夢係一件事，或者唔記得咗噶啦。
Perhaps Joseph had long forgotten these dreams.
但眼前呢一幕，就將一切嘅事再一次重演喺佢個面前。
But the scene that is now before him had once again brought back that memory.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果你係約瑟，你會點做咧？
Brothers and sisters, if you were Joseph, what would you have done?
呢一个重逢系咪你报仇嘅好机会咧？
Is this reunion a great opportunity for you to avenge?
或者系你可以献出神嘅恩典，都重修修复呢个和好一个机会咧？
Or you will follow God's grace and use this reunion as a reconciliation opportunity.
如果是後者，即是重修舊好，那直接去相應不是一件好事嗎？
So if it was the latter, the goal of reconciliation, wouldn't it be good for him to acknowledge right away?
但是這一班曾經出賣他想殺他的人，他是不是仍然是那麼殘忍成性呢？
But this group of 10 brothers who had once schemed to kill him, are they still as cruel as before?
會不會有一天，當大家有利益衝突的時候，再一次陷害人呢？
Would they once again scheme to kill him when they have conflicts?
当年他的哥哥，他的哥哥没当他 是兄弟，反而当他是仇人。
And his brother didn't treat him as a brother, but rather as an enemy.
连自己的亲兄弟啊都想杀害，都想出卖的人，真系冇晒，已经系冇晒人性，冇晒呢个信用。
And they had lost their humanity and their trust when they wanted to kill their own flesh and blood.
啊，佢哋去呃佢哋嘅父亲话约瑟已经死咗。
They deceived their own father. And told him that Joseph had died.
啊，然后佢哋装作若无其事嘅继续生活。哇，呢啲人系咪好可怕咧
？And they kept on living as if nothing happened. Aren't these people someone that you need to be of caution?
啊，约瑟佢而家可能喺度谂。
So perhaps Joseph is now thinking.
啊，我可唔可以再信得过佢哋咧
？Can I ever trust these?Brothers again.
啊，佢哋嘅心系咪真正系有改变，或者为佢以前所做嘅事有悔意咧
？Have their hearts ever changed?
啊，佢点咁？佢跟住点样做咧
？So what did Joseph do?
啊，约瑟咁多年里面，佢曾经经历过神喺佢身上嘅爱。
And through these years, Joseph had experienced the love God had for him.
带领到佢今日呢个地呢个地呢个地地位。
And God led him to where he is right now, the status that he has.
啊，但系呢个爱使佢能够有勇气嘅去继续信靠神。
And this love gave him the courage for him to continue to trust.
就是这个勇气使他去寻求他和他哥哥能够再一次的和好。
And that courage would let him to want to have a reconciliation with his brothers.
也就使他能够谦卑的他将这个公义的新造权交托在神手里面。
And he would humbly put this in God's hand.
他求神拿开他的心里头的重担。
And he would ask God to take away the burden that is in his heart.
啊，等他能，使他能够原谅他哥哥，同埋有自由的去爱他的哥哥。
So that he can forgive his brothers and then be freed to love his brothers.
啊，以前的他可能会因为他曾经发过这两个的梦去夸口。
The old Joseph.Probably would have boasted because of the dreams that he had.
啊，反而今日啊，你睇到佢系一步一步嘅计划去使佢嘅家人啊喺个饥荒嘅里面去得到保护。
But today's Joseph, he over and over again had their his family's protection in mind.
啊，所以喺第七节当。约瑟话向佢哋说啲说严厉嘅话，啊，定唔系话因为佢哋佢约瑟想向佢哋报复
？So in verse 7, when he talked about how Joseph spoke to his brothers harshly, it was not for the reason of him wanting to avenge the past.
而系话喺想喺计划同佢哋和好之前，啊，要考验佢哋。
It was his plan to test them.Before he reconciles with them.
啊，佢有四次嘅控告佢哋，话佢哋系奸细，话佢哋间谍。
Then there were four times that he accused them of being spies.
啊，系一啲唔诚实嘅外来人。
And if it was and that they were dishonest foreigners.
啊，佢就系假装佢话要嚟呢度买粮。
And that they pretended that they came here to buy grains.
啊，即系趁住埃及呢个饥荒嘅时候，要睇下埃及有几咁嘅软弱。
But actually, they were only here because Egypt might be now weaker, and so they wanted to see where the weaknesses are that are in Egypt.
啊，所以呢啲指控系绝对有可能发生嘅。
So what he accused them of is actually quite possible that it could happen.
啊，你即系如果一个人被证实佢系奸细嘅时候，系要俾人去定死罪。
So if one who had been proven to be a spy, one would be put to death.
但约瑟呢个咁严厉嘅指控
，and this very serious accusation from Joseph.
使到佢一向狡猾嘅哥哥们都要去 要盡可能要誠實。
Cause his brothers who had been schemers before to be really honest.
佢先講話佢哋個父親係個誠實人，佢哋唔係奸細。
And so they started saying that their father is a very honest person and that they themselves are not spies.
第十三節話咧，佢本來有兄弟啊，十二人。
And in verse 13, it tells that they were a family of 12 brothers.
最小嗰個而家仲喺個父親嗰度。
The youngest one is still with the father.
有一個冇咗啦。
And one is no more.
咁若即佢而家知道咧，父親同佢嗰個最同佢同父同母嗰個細佬啊，原來啊個細佬仲喺度。
So from that. Joseph realized that the brother whom he shared the same mother with is still alive.
Yeah, 那個沒了那個兄弟就是約瑟他自己咯。
And the son that is no more is himself.
他哥哥當然不知道啊，當約瑟賣了俾以實瑪利人之後的故事。
And of course, the brothers didn't know what happened to Joseph after they sold him off to the Ishmaelites.
咁耐都冇佢嘅消息嘅，谂住佢都系死，已经死咗噶啦。
They had no news from Joseph, so they just assumed that he had died.
但系呢个时候，约瑟佢故意嘅要再继续去考验佢哋，系咪究竟系咪讲真话？
But once again, Joseph wanted intentionally to see if they are telling the truth.
佢指示法老起誓話，如果你嘅小兄弟啊，即係你嘅細佬，你嘅小兄弟佢唔嚟嘅話，你哋就唔能夠離開呢個地方。
So he swears by the Pharaoh and said that if they did not bring their younger brother here, they would not be able to leave this land.
佢開始嘅時候，佢話要揀一個人就翻去迦南地，帶佢哋嘅小兄弟嚟。
So he wanted them to send one of them to go back to the land of Canaan to bring the younger brother here.
之後佢將佢十個人都放喺個監裏面。
And then he put all 10 of them in jail.
將佢放喺監裏面，對佢哋嚟講係一個好強嘅心理效果。
And this being jailed had a tremendous psychological effect on the brothers.
又喺呢三日嘅裏面，等佢哋諗起佢以前佢哋對約瑟所做過嘅嘢。
It was these 3 days they were jailed that they started thinking back of how they schemed toward Joseph.
喺嗰度，佢諗起佢以前所做嘅嘢，佢良心好有自，好就受到責備。
And they felt really guilty for what they had done.
當三日之後，約瑟就從攞將佢哋攞出監嚟。
Three days later, Joseph brought them out of jail.
約瑟對佢哋話：佢話約瑟佢自己係一個敬畏神嘅人。
And Joseph tells them that he himself fears the Lord.
好似話即係係神，佢有神俾佢嘅權柄去做呢啲事情。
As if to say that God had given him the authority to say these things.
而家你留一個人喺監得啦，其他嗰啲人咧可以翻帶住糧接翻你哋屋企迦南地。
So now he tells them that only one of them need to be detained in Egypt, and the rest of them can go back to and bring the grain back to their homeland.
當他們帶他們這個小兄弟再回來的時候呢，就可以消除他們做奸細的罪名。
And when they come back and bring the youngest brother to Egypt, that would cancel the accusation of them being spies.
那個留在埃及監獄的人呢，就可以釋放出來給回你們了。
And the one who had been detained in Egypt, that brother would also be freed.
這個考驗實在不容易的喎。
Actually, this is a very difficult test.
留低一人喺監裏面坐監，就考驗到佢哋嘅手足之間嘅愛。
To detain one of their brothers in Egypt in jail actually is testing their love for their own siblings.
啊，呢個就係佢，就係佢要考驗佢哋係咪真係好似啊，會唔會好似以前會出賣佢哋兄弟啊？呢一個咁嘅關係。
This is a test of whether they would once again dishonest and sell out their own brother.
因為他們的父親他曾經一早說過，他不想他這個小兄弟去離開他，帶他去埃及。
Because their father had told them before that he didn't want the youngest son to be brought to Egypt.
如果這個小兄弟不來的話，那留在這個監裡面的那個人不是很危苦。
So if they cannot bring back the youngest brother, the person who is detained in Egypt in jail is endangered.
這個使到他們對他們的良心是一個實在一個很大的一個考驗。
This is a tremendous test for on their conscience.
這個使到他們在他承認第21節他們承認他們當日怎樣對待約瑟，他這個親兄弟實在是一個很有罪的事情。
And in verse 21, the brothers started to admit what they had done in the past was something that is of great sin.
Yeah, 第21節他們彼此說，我們在兄弟身上實在有罪了，他即係講約瑟，他哀求我們的時候，我們見他心裏的愁苦，卻不肯聽，所以流他血的罪，而家向我哋追討。
So in verse 21, it said, Then they said to one another, In truth, we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul.When he begged us, and we did not listen, that is why this distress has come upon us.
这个是他们一个很诚实的认罪。
This is a very honest confession.
但他们不知道，原来约瑟听得懂他们之间的谈话。
But they didn't realize that Joseph could understand their native language.
这个认罪可能约瑟都是出乎約瑟意料之外。
Perhaps this confession was totally exceeding the expectation of Joseph.
第24節講到約瑟他轉身出去出面喊了一場，然後再回來。
And in verse 27, it tells us that Joseph had to leave to go out and weep before he returned.
約瑟他們這些哥哥這樣的認罪，正是他們心靈改變，也就是他们和好的开始。
And the confession of his brothers was the beginning of their admitting guilt and their reconciliation.
但约瑟他强忍住他的情绪，继续的给他哥哥有考验。
But Joseph continued to suppress his own emotion and to continue testing his brothers.
他考驗他一向都很貪錢的哥哥。
And he started testing his brothers who had the heart of love for money before.
他貪錢，甚至將他就賣了給人家。
It was to a point that they sold Joseph to others.
第25節他說，約瑟就將那些拿來買糧的銀子偷偷地放回在他們的袋裡面。
So in verse 25, it tells us that Joseph secretly left the silver in the brother's sack.
到他最好了，他們回家到最後，他們走到半路的時候，發覺錢還在他們的袋的時候。
And the brothers midway back to Canaan, realized that those silver that they brought were still in their sacks.
咁难明白嘅事，使到佢非常之不安乐。
That caused them a lot of unrest, and they couldn't understand what was happening.
跟住第28节，佢话佢哋就提心吊胆，战战兢兢嘅彼此说：，呢个系神向我哋做啲咩事咧？
And in verse 28, it says, at this, their hearts failed them, and they turned trembling to one another, saying, what is this that God has done to us? This is the first time they mentioned the word God. It is when people are in dire circumstance that we think of God. In their difficulty, they started thinking whether God is there.
其實很多時候我們人生的苦難,
actually, a lot of hardships,
正是神的工作叫人知道我們人需要神,
is actually God's work so that other that people who are experiencing these would trust God.
好叫人去醒覺到神的同在而去歸向神,
so that they will truly realize God's presence and that they will turn to Him.
聖靈就在那裡一步一步地去打破我們人的光硬的心,
and the Holy Spirit step by step would soften a hardened heart,
讓人換掌一個肉的心,讓人去知罪和認罪,
so that that heart would be changed to a heart of flesh, so that they would recognize their sin.
在這個破裂的關係裡面,能夠真心的悔改,彼此的饒恕,
and in this kind of broken relationship, that they would want to seek forgiveness.
但是人和人之間那個不和,
but the conflicts between people,
是先因為人和那位創造我們的神的關係已經破裂了,
was caused by our broken relationship with God.
就是先因為這個破裂的關係,和神破裂的關係,以致我們和其他人的關係都同樣的破裂,
it is because of this broken relationship with God that causes also broken relationships among ourselves.
正如一部被這個病毒入侵的電腦,
and it's just as if this is a computer that's been hacked by a virus.
你無論換了最好的螢幕,或者用那個鍵盤的keyboard,都不能夠使這個電腦正常的運作,
so even if you change the monitor, you change the keyboard, it's still not going to work.
除非我們首先要清除了電腦裡面的那些病毒,
unless we had taken care of the virus that is inside.
約瑟的哥哥的生命的轉捩點,
and that turning point for Joseph's brothers,
是當他們醒覺到,當他們是這樣去虐待他們的弟弟約瑟的時候,
was when they realized how badly they treated their own brother Joseph.
其實是他們首先不去敬畏神,
it was because they did not revere God.
他沒有去愛他們弟兄的心,
they didn't have the heart to love their own brother.
他應該配受到神給他的懲罰,
and that they deserved the punishment from God.
所以我們罪人首先要先與神和好,
that's why as sinners we need to reconcile with God first.
但是我們的心,人的心是詭詐到一個程度,
but our hearts are depraved.
需要是一個新的心,
we need a new heart.
我們人失落到一個地步,我們需要一個救主,
we are so lost to a point that we need a savior.
但如果神真的要哥哥為他們所做的惡事受到懲罰,
but if God really wanted the brothers who had done evil to be punished,
為什麼神不任由他們在迦南地餓死,那就行了?
So why couldn't God just punish them by letting them starve to death in Canaan?
沒錯,神可以這樣做去懲罰他的哥哥,
yes, certainly God could have done that.
但是神为了要拯救他所拣选的子民。
But because God wanted to save His chosen people,
定了塑造他们能够在世上代表他，就去成为代表他的群体。
To mold them so that they would become His ambassadors.
无论是当时的以色列人或者我们今天的教会。
Whether it be the Israelites back then or our own church.
神一早有一个更好的计划。
God already had a good plan.
甚至藉着他们最大的恶行去完成这个拯救的计划。
And he could even use a most evil act to accomplish his plan.
之后，我们看到神藉着摩西，藉着约瑟。
And so we see God used through Joseph.
去拯救哥哥和他的家人去回转去归向神。
To rescue his brothers, his family, to once again go back to the Lord.
但约瑟只是他后来要，之后要来那个救主的影子。
But Joseph is but a shadow of who is to come.
当你一个黑暗的房间的里面看到一个人影射在个墙那里的时候。
So in a dark room, and if we see a light that shines upon someone, and we see the silhouette,
正代表或者预告着那个真的要来的人就来到的了。
That silhouette actually is a representation of what this person is.
但在他们很多代之后，
And many, many generations later,
在以色列的后裔里面，耶稣基督去降生。
One of the offsprings in Israel, Jesus Christ was born.
因着神去爱我们。
And he loved us.
将他独生子去降世成为人。
He let his one and only son come to earth to be born.
来到我们的当中，成为我们人的一份子，成为我们人的兄弟。
To be among us, to be part of us, to be our brother.
但是耶稣就好像约瑟咁。
And Jesus was like Joseph.
受到不公义的对待。
He had many, many unfair treatments.
去被人去出卖。
He was betrayed.
亦都为了我们人的罪，被钉死在十字架上面。
And he was crucified because of our sin.
但是神的大能使他从死里面复活。
And it is God's great power that resurrected him from the death.
升到去最高的，神将他升到去最高的地位。
And God raised him up to the highest.
就在那里，神给我们有一个新的生命，一个新的心。
It's there that God had given us a new life, a new heart.
也就俾圣灵做我哋得救嘅凭据。
And the Holy Spirit was given to us as the guarantee.
俾我哋能好叫我哋能够过一个圣洁嘅生活。
So that we can live a sanctified life.
然之后俾我哋带因信而带着一个将来我哋一复活嘅盼望。
And through faith we have this hope of resurrected eternal life.
就是因为耶稣已经为我们的罪付了这个赎价的时候。
It's when Christ paid the price.
我们可以的坦然的向神或者向人去认罪。
That we can come in his name to confess to God.
而不怕因为认罪会带来那个的羞耻。
And that we wouldn't have that shame.When we confess,
而唔会怕，因为俾我哋个罪去咗压伤我哋。
And we wouldn't fear that we'd be crushed because of our sin.
亦都因住圣灵嘅光照，我哋开始为我哋自己嘅罪去悔改。
It is because of the Holy Spirit's urging that we can go and confess.
而且远离那些我们常会伤害人的那些惯常做的罪行。
And to be far, far away from sinful acts.
我哋相信啊，我哋可以信得过我哋嘅神。
We know that we can trust our God。
啊，对于嗰啲曾经伤害过我哋嘅人。
And to those who had hurt us before。
我哋相信神会有佢适当同埋公正嘅判断。
We know that God would have the most appropriate and just judgment。
以致我哋能够有勇气啊，都有盼望嘅去同人去和好。
So that we have the courage and the hope to reconcile with others.
我们的家正是我们学习去和好和重建关系的地方。
Our family, our home is the place where we could start learning to be reconciled with others.
无论这个家是我们原生的家庭。
Whether it be a family that our biological family,
我们父母和兄弟之间的关系
The relationship between our parents and our siblings、
这个家更加是我们信徒、在一起的群体的家庭
And this family is also a family of believers、
我们在一起是属于神的家
When we are together, we are all in God's family
有人说我们教会的生活好像学前幼儿班 preschool 那样。
And some people have said that being in a church family is like being in a preschool environment.
这小孩子他跌跌碰碰啊，就在那里撞，都撞低下，撞低人家。
So the little children are always bumping into each other.
有时你见到一走就拍咗人人哋嘅头壳顶嗰度
，or you know they are impulsive and they might hit others。
啊，有人突然间哇一声，有啲大喊
，or they might start crying all of a sudden。
啊，我哋就好似好多唔守规矩嘅人喺度抢嘢玩
，and so undisciplined that they would try to fight for toys。
但是就是在那个那么跌跌碰碰、我们满身瘀伤的过程的里面。
But it's during this process where we bump into each other, where we get bruised.
也都有这个圣灵的老师很耐心去教导我们。
We also have a very patient teacher in the Holy Spirit to teach us.
逐渐的在这个家里面我们学习一个彼此相爱彼此一起相处的技巧。
Gradually, in this family, we learn to live with one another and to be good to one another.
好叫我呢个教会能够去到个世界个里面去代表神。
So that this church can go to the world and to be ambassadors for God.
成为一个医治者同埋一个重建者。
To be a healer, to be a builder.
带来一个更新嘅人。
And to bring forth renewal.
冇错，喺人眼中个教会 visible church 系唔完全嘅。
Indeed, the visible church is not a perfect one.
但系我哋每一个礼拜我哋再相聚嘅时候。
But each week as we gather together.
正系我哋去重建同埋学习合一嘅好机会。
It is.Great opportunity for us to build unity.
神有时好幽默。
Sometimes God is quite humorous.
我哋最差嘅关系。
Even within the worst relationship.
嗰啲最唔想见到嘅人。
Or people that we really don't want to see.
神就在神俾我哋去成长嘅机会。
But that is what God has given us as an opportunity to grow.
也都是我们学习我们将来在天上一起生活的一个机会。
It is also an opportunity to learn to live eventually up in heaven.
神给我们安排真的很超乎我们的想象。
And God's plan is it far exceeds our expectations.
又好让我们一同的去赞美祂。
So that let us all praise him.
正如我哋啱会唱呢首嘅诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we are about to sing.
我哋赞美嗰呢位能够系曾经创造我哋同爱护我哋嘅神。
that we praise this creator of ours.
我哋一同起立，我哋唱呢首嘅诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing this hymn.
我灵我心。
Tell out my soul. Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
当我哋仲未认识你嘅时候
，Before we even knew you.
当我哋仲系罪人去得罪你嘅时候
，While we were still sinners.
你竟然嚟寻找我哋。
You came and seek us.
藉着耶稣基督嘅十字架上嘅救恩。
And through the grace of Jesus.On the cross,
我哋能够与同你再一次嘅和好。
That once again we are reconciled with you.
求主你教导我哋。
Lord, please teach us.
喺我哋每一日嘅生活里面。
In our daily life.
我哋每一个嘅关系嘅里面。
In within our relationships.
无论喺我哋屋企或者工作嘅地方。
Whether it be in our homes or in our place of work.
或者喺我哋嘅教会里面。
Or in our church,
求主俾我哋能够有勇气嘅去修复每一个嘅关系。
Help us to have the courage to renew our broken relationships.
因为系你首先爱我哋，所以我哋能够去爱人。
Because you first loved us, that's how we can love each other.
求主你喺呢一个礼拜嚟紧嘅里面。
Please during this coming week.
每一天都學習去榮耀主你嘅名。
Help us daily to learn to glorify you.
我哋咁樣祈禱，係奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家請坐。
Please be seated.